This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview.
I've attended karaoke at your place later at night. Yeah. And I still wonder how come the eviction notice hasn't been stuck on the door.
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
Around Canada, check out Kelly and Company right from your TV. Rogers Ignite Channel 146 and TELUS Channel 889. Visit AMI.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. Well, this is hour two of the program. Wherever you're listening in around the world, appreciate you being with us. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of the show on Mondays and Tuesdays generally. Once in a while, there's an exception. If we have a stat day and we have to move one of these committee reporter reports, we'll move them to a Thursday. But generally, please tune in at the top of our second hour of the program to listen in and find out what's going on in some of the regions that we cover with our committee reporters around the country. Julia Bennett is now joining us from news from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, and how are you?
Hi, I'm well. Happy Monday to you too.
Nice to have you back on the program as usual. Great stuff, too, as I look at the list of things to talk about. But the big question is, because so many of us, this is an amazing program, and we need the reminder for those who aren't a part of it or those who may have questions who are, do you want to talk about Ask an Expert, which is all about the Registered Disabilities Savings Plan, RDSP?
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, I'm one of those people that would pretty much rather stick a pin in my eye than talk about financial planning. So this is really good for me. October is RDSP Awareness Month. And nice. I suspect there are lots of people out there that are like me that really just don't want to think about it. And this event is meant to just kind of open the door a little bit because, you know, honestly, the RDSP is one of the, you know, it's like free money, or could potentially be free money for people. There are programs the government offers to match funds that you put into this savings plan. So, I mean, as of 2017, I hear it was estimated that only about 27% of eligible Canadians opened one of these accounts and have access to this free money. So it's really worth doing. And the goal of the Plan Institute, who is sponsoring this Ask an Expert session, their goal is to really raise awareness and get those numbers up so that people are finding out about this stuff.
Absolutely a need. As you quote that number, it just, you stop and say, well, guys, you put some money in and it inflates the money. It's almost like the genie climbs out of the lamp. Now, what can I do for you? Yeah. Oh, you're putting this in? All right. Voila! And he changes it for you. And it's tremendous what it means, what it does. And what do you have to do? Oh, let me open my wallet. And if you get things right, you don't have to do anything because the money just siphons out of your account. I know. And I think where a lot of people get stuck, as you said, the talking about investments or whatever, it's not pleasant because you look at what you have and say, look, you know, I get by dollar to dollar per month, and it's hard to find those dollars to contribute.
Right. And so this is a way of getting people motivated to find out. And you know, it's coming up. It's happening on Wednesday, October the 20th from 10 a.m. to 11. And this is Laura McEnroe, I think that's how we say her name, and she is the current RDSP Level 1 webinar facilitator for the Plan Institute. And I'm not sure if everybody's aware of the Plan Institute. It's kind of the educational wing of PLAN, which stands for Planned. I had it a minute ago. PLAN Lifetime Advocacy Network. And that is a real sort of community organization to advocate for people with disabilities. But the Plan Institute is their sort of educational arm. So there are all kinds of resources that they offer, whether it's webinars or published material. Also, there is a toll-free RDSP and Disability Planning Helpline, which I would like to just announce right now as 1-844-331-7546. But of course, a lot of this information will be on our blog about this event.
You bet. Yeah, for sure. AMI.ca/KellyCo, folks, to check it out. We don't expect you to remember everything, but definitely take in this month and really get informed, especially if you're one of that. Well, now I was going to do quick math here. I guess we're looking at 73% that haven't signed on.
Well, or yeah. So. I mean, that was a stat from a few years ago. But, you know, a lot of us are losing our vision sort of midlife or later. And it's really critical that those people kind of get in there, because there's a cutoff date of age 49 for that government part of it, matching funds. So you really want to get in there if you're one of those people like I was that kind of came in under the wire and I was like, gotta apply. Let's go and get this money. So yeah, totally do it.
Yeah. And then when we're done being super responsible and talking about our finances and learning about the RDSP, we can relax and have fun at the community Halloween dance. So tell us about this.
I tell you, this year I am so ready for Halloween. I don't know. It's been a busy everything, right? I mean, for all of us, right? There's been a lot of stuff going on and I'm kind of ready to let loose. And so this is a community dance, an annual community Halloween dance that is a virtual event. But it is, you know, just an evening of movement and connection hosted by Emily McFarland of CNIB and Tiffany Tjosvold of Embrace Arts, which is an organization in Victoria. And, you know, they're just saying, hey, throw on a costume and connect with us and let's boogie down and, you know, just have some fun. And I haven't quite figured out my costume yet, but I'm thinking maybe something like tropical, just something to get me and my brain out of the constant rain we've been having here. So,
yeah, far, far away from reality.
Yeah. Totally. And it is a family friendly event too. So it's open to individuals of all ages and abilities. And it's happening on October 23rd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And if you're like me, it'll be going on past 8 p.m. with, you know, candy and you know, some sort of beverage.
That's incredible. So this is really cool. And we put the information up on the blog as well, ami.ca/KellyCo. But the Zoom link and such will be given after contact.
That's right. So you register at this Zoom link, and you do need to do that by October 22nd, they say at 5 p.m. Pacific. But you could, if you need more information, you know, certainly go to embraceartsvictoria@gmail.com. And that's embrace.arts.victoria@gmail.com. And you can connect with Tiffany about more information on that.
Been a couple of years since we've done, been in the office, really, it feels like, for a Halloween, and I guess it is. And I was asked the other day, what's the last costume you dressed up in? I think it was Rum, do you remember what it was? I can't remember what some of you dressed up as, but I don't remember what the heck I dressed up as.
We're getting into you know, the Santa Claus time, so maybe you could do an early, you know, Christmas visit from Santa or something.
Oh, do you know what happens if you try that? People boo you because they say, "Are you trying to bring hurry up
You're
the winter
to
time?"
For, uh-huh.
I know.
Oh,
I'm ready though.
Well, that's because it's a bit different kind of weather at Christmas than here. Everybody here starts the whole, no, don't be pushing the snow forward.
Interesting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. BC and Alberta Guide Dogs, RC Pets, Woof-a-thong. I like that. Virtual Challenge is coming up.
Yes. So this is, again, another virtual event, but the good thing is that it at least gets you outside. So the idea is it's, you know, on October the 23rd, you at 1 p.m., you can go outside and exercise, or you don't have to go outside, but just basically get some healthy exercise going. And, you know, you're collecting pledges and connecting online to raise some funds for Alberta, BC and Alberta guide dogs to help support providing guide dogs, autism service dogs, PTSD service dogs, et cetera, for those in need. So, you know, it could be riding a bike, walking a dog, you know, going for a swim, I don't know, paddling your canoe down the street as the rain continues to create extra little waterways in my neighborhood anyway. And for sure, you know, get some good fresh air. And this year it's fantastic. They're really going for it with regards to incentives. So there's some prizes and things like that if you're able to raise a certain amount of money. And all of this information, you know, you can find on the blog, and certainly do need to register first and all that. But it's a fantastic opportunity. You can contact them at info@bcguidedog.com, or there is also a 1-877-940-4504 toll-free number to talk to them as well.
It does sound like a really good time. And again, no matter what we say, virtually or whatever, there's opportunities to make sure we get outside, get active in some way. And mostly, I think, for people, smile, have fun, and feel like something's a bit of a return to the olden days.
Yeah, it certainly, you know, and we're all so busy and everything, and sometimes it's really hard to set aside that time to, you know, to get outside, to get some exercise, and then to connect with people as well, you know.
Yeah. Well, it definitely is. It really is. It's really so important because we're just missing it so much. And what for a good cause.
For sure. Absolutely.
Dula, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next month.
Thanks. Great to talk to you guys.
Always have fun. Thank you. Julia Bennett joining us from Vancouver. She's our community reporter in Vancouver, British Columbia. Remember, again, check out the blog, ami.ca/KellyCo. That's where we put up all the information from the community reports that we do on Mondays and Tuesdays right here on AMI Audio. Well, we're starting an important week for us here on the program, but really for all of us around the world. Youth Climate Action Day is a worldwide movement of young people who are concerned about climate change and global injustice. We're going to learn more next with a couple of guests, so please stand by.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.